Evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening. This is Izzy, VK2CAA. Good evening and thank you for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News live from our studios in Dural, Sydney. I'm your announcer, Izzy, VK2CAA, and in engineering is Richard. The weather here is fine. The temperature is around 20.1 degrees. Rainfall at VK2WI site over the last week was 35 millimetres. Our transmitter status is all okay. And on AR New South Wales RadNet, VK2RWO is currently off air, awaiting relocation to a new site. All other repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any update from club and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activities and the contacts. General inquiries can be directed to AR New South Wales office by email to office@arnewsouthwales.org.au or by leaving a phone number, phone message on 02 944 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australian New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after the bulletin. Our thanks to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian New Zealand EchoLink Network System for making this relay available. The March edition of ARNSW newsletter, All Access, has been emailed out to members during the past week and is now up on the ARNSW website. There's a link to on the home page if you didn't receive it. Please check that we have the an up-to-date contact information for you. Let our membership team know by email to membership@arnsw.org.au or by contact the office by phone and leave a message. A reminder that next Sunday, the 4th of April, is the end of daylight saving time in New South Wales and the southeastern states of Australia. Since VK2WI News maintains the same local times in the morning and evening, HF propagations may differ. VK2WI News can also be streamed from our website at arnsw.org.au/audio. The Picton Ham Fest returns. The Picton Ham Test Fest returns for 2026 with a new date. It's on Sunday, the 31st of May. Once again, at Picton Showgrounds, 151 Menangle Street, Picton. The event runs from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Outdoor sites measuring 6 by 6 metres can be booked by contacting Steve on 0421 109 694. There are also a limited number of indoor tables available at a small cost. More details can be found on Illawarra Amateur Radio Society's website. Click on the Picton Hamfest link from the home page and on the Society's Facebook page. 73 is from Simon, VK2XQX. Now we're up to the weekly solar and geophysical report. With data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, the summary of activities from the 20th to the 26th of March. Dates across the column, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th and 26th. Then the 10 centimetre flux, 102, 107, 120, 124, 128, 140 and 152. The Fredericksburg A index, 25, 27, 36, 15, 12, 12 and 7 estimated. The Australian A index, 21, 27, 38, 20, 12, 9 and 9 estimated on the 26th. The T index, 95, 39, 84, 38, 52, 77 and 74. Solar flare activities reached R1 levels on the 26th with a M3.9 solar flare at 0623 UTC. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian region reached G1 on the 21st and G2 on the 22nd. Weak geomagnetic impulses were observed on the 20th with 9 nanotesla at 0226 UTC and 10 nanotesla at 0401 UTC and 9 nanotesla at 1527 UTC. A weak geometric impulse of 8 nanotesla was observed on the 25th at 0631 UTC. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southeastern Australia saw some periods of depressions from the periodic monthly values 30% during the day and 15% at night. On the 21st, 20% during local night and on the 22nd, 30% to 35% depressed throughout the 23rd and 25% during the day and 15% during the night on the 24th. And depression of 25% during local day and 20% during local night on the 26th. The forecast issued on the 27th of March through until the 2nd of April. Solar activity is expected to be low to moderate with the chance of R1 activity increasing throughout the week. Geomagnetic activity is expected to reach G1 early in the week, with quiet to unsettled conditions afterwards. Maximum usable frequencies in the southeastern Australia region are expected to be mostly near predicted, with a chance of depressions around 15% from the 29th to the 30th. The solar flux index. Here are the updated solar flux index SFI figures for this week. Having finished February, we had a maximum of 108, an average of 137, and a maximum of 178, with peak dates from the 1st to the 11th. Nearing the end of March, we're expecting a minimum of 102, an average of 128, a maximum of 160, with peak dates from the 1st to the 9th, and the 26th to the 31st. And looking ahead to April, we are expecting a minimum of 110, average of 123, maximum of 155, with peak dates from the 1st to the 3rd and the 23rd to the 29th. Updates with thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series was written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
When you begin your amateur radio journey, one of the first things you learn about that's not directly involved with radios and antennas is the ionosphere and its impact on long-distance communications. Immediately after that, you're more likely than not to be introduced to the biggest plasma experiment in our backyard, the sun. With that introduction comes information about solar flares, solar flux, sunspots, geomagnetic storms, coronal mass ejections, as well as the solar cycle, the solar index, and associated propagation forecasts. Before I dig further, I will point out that I'm mentioning this with the ultimate aim for you to get on air and make noise. So fasten your seatbelt and let's go for a ride. The sun is big. If it was hollow, it could fit more than a million Earths inside. The sun accounts for 99.8% of the total mass of our entire solar system. About 73% of the sun's mass is hydrogen, about 25% is helium, and the rest, about 1.69%, is made up of all the other heavier elements, both gases and metals, which add up to around 5,628 times the mass of Earth. The sun rotates counterclockwise. Since it's mostly plasma, it doesn't rotate like Earth does. The equator takes about 24 days, the poles around 35 days. And because it's rotating on an angle of about 7.25 degrees from Earth's rotation axis, we get to see more of the solar north pole in September and more of the solar south pole in March. Earth orbits the sun in a year, but it's not a circular orbit. We're closest to the sun in December and furthest from the sun in June. It takes about 8 minutes and 19 seconds for a photon leaving the sun to reach Earth. But that same photon can take between 40,000 and 170,000 years to travel from the core, where two atoms were heated and compressed to fuse into a new element, releasing a photon and heat. It takes this long because the photon keeps bumping into other atoms along the way. While we're at it, consuming about 4 million tons of hydrogen per second, the sun will take another 5 billion years to consume all the available hydrogen. Whilst we experience the sun as a source of light on a daily basis, as a radio amateur, you know that light is just one tiny part of the electromagnetic spectrum. it should come as no surprise that the sun is radiating across all frequencies all the time, only some of which is visible to our naked eye. As an aside, it's interesting to note that our eyes are essentially translating light into electricity, or said differently, your eye converts radio spectrum into electricity, something which your radio antenna also does. Back to the sun. I'm highlighting this level of solar complexity because there's so much talk around the A index, the K index, the SFI, the solar cycle and propagation by experts and amateurs that it's easy to hide behind those numbers and think that a low A between 1 and 6, a low K of 0 or 1 with an SFI above 100 will give you the propagation you're looking for. If you think for a moment that the weather forecaster has a difficult job accurately telling you if you need to postpone your outdoor activation because of rain or snow, then you can begin to understand just how complex the interplay between the sun and our ionosphere is. And I haven't even mentioned that the ionosphere isn't static either. It's important to remember that the cute little weather icons you see on the TV news are just as much an indicator of expected weather as the AK and SFI numbers are for the sun and its impact on radio propagation. They give you an idea of what might happen, but it doesn't mean that on any given day something completely random and isolated happens that just affects your station and the path that a radio signal took from your antenna to that other rare DX station. Just like it would be smart to take an umbrella with you when there's rain forecast, it's also smart to consider the bands you want to operate next time you go on air with a particular solar forecast. But just because it might rain doesn't mean you're guaranteed to get wet. So, in other words, wait for it, get on air and make some noise. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com, and you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com. Weissen News. The next regular monthly Weissen meetup is at Dural next Sunday, the 5th of April. Come along, as there's always plenty to do. The next Sydney Memory Walk is on Sunday the 24th of May at Cathy Freeman Park. If you're interested in helping out, please contact John via email, john.vetters@vrarescue.org. Sunday the 31st of May we'll see the memory walk and jog move to Newcastle at Griffith Park, Stockton. If you're interested in helping out, contact John via email at john.schroeder, spelt S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R, at vrarescue.org. The Ballarat Memory Walk and Jog on Sunday the 2nd of May. A comms manager is required for this event. If you're interested, contact Patrick via email, patrick.griffin@vrarescue.org. Central Coast Weissen will be providing safety communications for the Shazada 400 endurance ride in August. If you're interested in taking part, event for just a day, please contact Glenn at ccweissen.rco@vrarescue.org. Weissen NSW weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings from 6 p.m. on a number of repeaters around Sydney. The next Winlink net is next week. Check the Weissen website for details. Weissen NSW is a communication support squad of the VRA Rescue NSW. For more information about Weissen, visit the website at nsw.weissen.org.au.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
We start this week with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The next meeting is in April, is the April monthly general meeting at 2 p.m. on Easter Saturday, the 4th of April, in the Port Macquarie SES building. The Meshtastic Mesh Core Networking presentation originally scheduled for this meeting will be held over to May monthly general meeting, to the monthly May monthly general meeting. The club runs foundation courses along with assessments for all licensed grades. The next training and assessment weekend will be scheduled once sufficient candidates have registered. You can register your interest via the contact form on the club website. There are two nets each week. The midweek net from 7:30 on Thursday nights, and the weekend net at 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. Both nets on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 with a 91.5 subaudible tone. For access, EchoLink access is also available on VK2 RPM-R. During nets, the repeater is linked to VK2 RCN at Telegraph Point via EchoLink. VK2 RCN is on 147.0 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to the club information. The March issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is in preparation, will be published soon. And past issues of Oxtails are available on the website. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. 73s from Henry VK2ZHE for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Club rooms are in Carryong and are open on Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. as members and visitors are most welcome. As next Saturday falls on the Easter weekend, the club's monthly business meeting will be at 1 p.m. on Saturday, the 11th of April, in the club rooms. This will be preceded by a midday barbecue. At the time of submission, all services at VK2RAG Summersby are operational. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater. There's a 146.725 megahertz with a 91.5 Hz sub-audible tone and via EchoLink on the ham conference. There's also live video streaming on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including things we can't talk about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au, by phone, or by phone on 02-4340-2500, which normally goes to a message bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. 73 is from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Now we're up to the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Due to the upcoming Easter holidays, the next club meeting will be at 7:30 on Friday the 10th of April at the club rooms at 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook. Yarn, VK2FEB, is continuing to facilitate the standard and advanced license upgrades. Classes run on Wednesday nights from 7 till 9 p.m. via Zoom. If you're an existing license holder and wish to upgrade, please contact the club secretary, Irene, via email, secretary@bmarc.org. The club's next foundation weekend is on Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of April. If you know someone interested in obtaining their amateur radio license, please contact the club secretary, Irene, at secretary@bmarc.org. For more information about the club can be found on the website at www.bmarc.org. 73 is from James, VK2GOH, Publicity Officer for the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Now we're up to the St George Amateur Radio Society. The Society's next meeting is at 7:30 this coming Wednesday, the 1st of April. It's at Mortdale RSL Club in Macquarie Place, just 5 minutes walk from Mortdale Railway Station. Members are encouraged to arrive early and take advantage of the club's dining facilities. This meeting will feature a presentation by John, VK2EKG, on his amateur radio-related hobby of chasing and collecting weather balloons. Last weekend, the Society took part in the joint John Moyle Memorial Field Day contest operating at Cars Park. The weather didn't look very promising, but luckily the storms passed to the west. Some distant thunder and lots of static crashes made 40 metres very noisy. But that's the fun of HF. And if you're interested in becoming a licensed amateur or know someone who is, the Society's next foundation training and assessment weekend is on the 18th and 19th of April at Heathcote, a short walk from the railway station. For more information about the St George Amateur Radio Society's repeaters, contests and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org or come along to the next meeting, 7:30 p.m. this Wednesday at Mortdale RSL Club. At 73 is from Peter, VK2EMU, for the St George Amateur Radio Society.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, The morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kilohertz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kilohertz. Listen for VK2 ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2 RGL. That's 147.1 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz tone and on Echolink VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group, VK2 AWX News, is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club, DMR Net, is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben, VK2 AFK. At 8 p.m, there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control, Steve, VK2 STG. The Haddock Net on VK2 RNS, 147.25 MHz. And the Waverley Amateur Radio Society net on VK2 RBV. That's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays from 8 p.m, National VK DMR net on Talk Group 505. Blue Mountains ARC net on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society digital net on 146.8 MHz and the Southern Highlands Radio Group net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echolink node 1474 and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz. Illawarra's 6 metre net on VK2 RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone. And the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2 RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2 RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2 RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 p.m, there's the St George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2 RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10 metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2 RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. And then at 8 p.m, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2 RMP 146.850 and VK2 RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network VK2 RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2 RSE on 147.375 and VK3 RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, West Lakes DMR net from 8 a.m, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2 RPM. Wyson New South Wales nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity. Email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02-944-0123.
Now, our next news bulletin will be at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, including a relay of national news from VK1WIA. That is all from the VK2WI news for this week. Your announcer has been Izzy, VK2CAA. Your engineer has been Richard. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to St George Amateur Radio Society, and on VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA, or VK, Paul, VK2, can't think what it's called, sorry, is standing by. And here at VK2WI, we'll listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In this studio, I'll start with 80, 160, 30, 20, 10, and 40. In engineering, Richie will take callbacks, and we'll announce the order in a minute. Thanks for listening, and 73's